And that's where we leave the BBC World Service and start our programmes for Thursday here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. You may well associate Sir James Dyson with vacuum cleaners and hairdryers, but did you know he has a farm in Somerset? Farming Today hears more about that at 6:15. We'll start our day with the shipping bulletin in just a moment, followed by a news briefing. But first, a look ahead to this evening, when Nick Robinson has a special interview lined up.
I've never given a two-hour interview before.
This week on Political Thinking with Nick Robinson, I'm joined by Rishi Sunak.
A large part of the Conservative Party, indeed the wider Conservative family, was not best pleased to see me in the job.
The former Prime Minister talks frankly about his turbulent time in Downing Street.
We were having to literally figure this out as we went.
His political beliefs and lessons learned.
The way it was communicated wasn't quite right.
And what kept him going.
I put myself forward for it and just try to do the best job I can with it.
Rishi Sunak on Political Thinking with me, Nick Robinson. An extended edition is available now on BBC Sounds. And listen on Radio 4 tonight at 8.
Now here's Helen Willetts.
Jane, thank you very much indeed. Hello there. It's now time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 6th of March 2025. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight, low Shannon 998, expected Faroes 984 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking north at zero, south at zero. Southwesterly backing southerly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, except in South Utsira. Rain at times, moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southwest backing south for a time, 4 to 6. Rain at times, later, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Southwest backing south, 4 to 6. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest, backing south, 3 to 5. Fair, moderate or good. Biscay. Southeast, 4 to 6. Becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5. Showers later, moderate or good. Fitzroy. Southwesterly, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6. But variable 3 or 4 at first in southeast. Occasionally 7 later in west. Perhaps gale 8 later in west. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery at times, good, occasionally poor. Seoul. South, 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic, 4 or 5, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4 for a time later, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. South, 6 to gale 8, veering west or southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Rockall, Malin. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, but 4 to 6 at first in northwest Rockall, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain and showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Variable 3 or 4, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Hebrides, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. West or southwest, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later, rain or showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. And Southeast Iceland. Westerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then cyclonic 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Now, the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 6th of March 2025. Tyree Automatic, south-southwest 5, heavy drizzle, 2 miles, 1003 falling. Stornoway, southwest 1, recent rain, 13 miles, 1002 falling slowly. Lerwick, west southwest 5, 7 miles, 1001 rising more slowly. Lucas, south southwest 3, 12 miles, 1007 falling slowly. Bridlington, west southwest 1, 1013 falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, South 3, 2 miles, 1016. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 1016. Jersey, Southeast 3, 9 miles, 1015, Falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, Southeast 4, 2 miles, 1014. Scilly Automatic, South Southeast 5, 9 miles, 1011, Falling. Valentia, South Southeast 4, 6 miles, 1004, Falling quickly. Ronald's Way, South by West 4, missed, 1 mile, 1010, Falling. And Malinhead, South 5, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 1003, Falling. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday, the 6th of March, 2025. The general situation: high pressure will continue to dominate across southern and southeastern waters during Thursday, with plenty of fair weather and mostly light or moderate breezes. A stronger south to southwesterly flow will dominate across northern and northwestern parts of the British Isles, with gales in the far north and some rain or drizzle at times too. So for Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in the north, rain at times becoming fair, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwesterly backing southerly 4 to 6, rain at first in the north, good, occasionally moderate at first in the north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwesterly backing southerly or southeasterly for a time, 3 to 5, fair, then showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwesterly backing southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in the north, fair, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill, southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, mainly fair, occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, southeasterly 2 or 3, veering southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5 for a time, rain or drizzle at times later, good, occasionally poor later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including the St George's Channel, southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later, rain or drizzle at times, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly for a time 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later, rain at times, good, occasionally poor later. Isle of Man, southerly 4 to 6, veering southwesterly 2 or 3 later, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock, southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in the north, becoming variable 3 or less later, occasional rain, then mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Glentyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later, occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardmuchan Point, southerly 5 to 7, becoming variable 3 or less later, rain at times, becoming fair later, moderate or good. Ardmuchan Point to Cape Wrath, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, becoming variable 3 or 4 later, rain at times, moderate or poor, becoming good. and Shetland Isles. Westerly or southwesterly, backing southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Jane.
Thanks, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 6th of March. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. European leaders are gathering in Brussels to discuss boosting defence and supporting Ukraine. Donald Trump says he is giving Hamas a final warning to immediately release all the remaining hostages in Gaza. In business, the US president grants carmakers a temporary exemption from tariffs on Mexico and Canada. And in sport, Liverpool have taken a big step towards securing a place in the last eight of the Champions League. European leaders are holding an emergency summit this morning to discuss an increase to defence spending and support for Ukraine. President Zelensky is due to attend the talks in Brussels. Yesterday, he said there had been positive movement with the US, although Washington has suspended intelligence sharing with his country. The UK Defence Secretary, John Healey, is due to discuss the pause with his American counterpart, Pete Hegseth, in Washington today. President Trump has issued what he called a last warning to Hamas to immediately release all the hostages still held in Gaza. He also addressed the people of Gaza, saying if they held hostages, they would be dead. The comments made on his Truth Social platform came after the White House revealed it was holding direct talks with Hamas about the release of US-Israeli hostages. Our correspondent in Jerusalem, Paul Adams, says the Israeli government isn't pleased about the talks.
All we've had is a rather terse statement from the office of the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, which I can quote in full. Israel has expressed to the United States its position regarding direct talks with Hamas. I think you can take it from that that Israel is not best pleased that these contacts have taken place. And it's also not completely clear whether the Americans told Israeli officials about the negotiations before they took place.
The Justice Secretary, Shabana Mahmood, says she wants new guidelines for judges in England and Wales to be reversed due to concerns about two-tier sentencing. The advice issued by the Independent Sentencing Council says background reports should be requested before handing out punishment to people from an ethnic or faith minority, as well as other groups such as young adults, abuse survivors and pregnant women. The Deputy Director of the Prison Reform Trust, Mark Day, says there are good reasons for the new guidelines.
It's simply reflecting the fact that if we look at outcomes from sentencing, there is disproportionality. So we know already that if you are from a minority ethnic background, you are more likely to receive a custodial sentence for an equivalent offence, particularly for certain types of offences, such as drug offences, than you would if you were white.
The professional body representing children's doctors, the Royal College of Paediatrics and Child Health, has called for a complete ban on smacking in England because it puts children at risk of physical and mental harm. It has already a legal, it's already